It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Well, we bring you some more high school basketball here tonight across the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're also tuned up on the Hiawatha Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Just head to mscsports.net, click the Listen Live tab, and scroll down to the Hiawatha Channel to watch our broadcast here tonight. Game number two of the 2023-2024 basketball season for both Hiawatha and Troy as we mix it up tonight between the Redhawks and the Trojans for a double dip, again, of high school basketball. We're also dialed in right here on KNCA 103.9 FM alongside Leah and Paige with the Hiawatha Channel. We got Chance Link, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman. Our pregame coverage is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina with record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. You can find them online at kwu.edu. Well, of course, we got the girls' game coming up here in just a matter of moments. The boys' game will follow tonight for this double dip. Well, let's get you set for the girls' game tonight. Both these teams playing in game number two, and both these teams looking for win number one. And a lot of storylines coming into this one. Of course, you got the head coaches, Brady Jasper for Hiawatha and Derek Jasper of Troy. But for Hiawatha, they lost to Marysville on Thursday night in their opener here at home. That final was 47-43. And on the other side for Troy, they almost pulled off a massive upset as they went on the road to 2A number 2 Riverside Cyclones, who finished runner-up in the classification a year ago. But the Trojans fell up a little bit short. That final was 33-30. So again, both these teams looking for win number one in the campaign. As you take a look at around the area tonight, of course, our other games across our great networks, KMZA 92.1 FM. You can listen to Jared Sleppy on the call as it's Oskaloosa taking on Onega. You also have Care 93.7, Tom Counts and crew. That'll be Atchison on the road at Tonganoxie. And the other channel games tonight, ACCHS at Jackson Heights. That is on the Cobra Channel. And you also have Sabetha at home taking on Wamego. That is on the Sabetha Channel. Again, go to mscsports.net, find the Listen Live tab at the top of the screen, scroll down and find the either station or channel that you would like to watch or listen to one of our many broadcasts here on this Tuesday night. So it's Hiawatha and the Redhawks and the Troy Trojans for a double dip of high school basketball. We'll step aside for a quick timeout. We'll come back, get you the starting lineups and the opening tip of the girls' game right after this, as you're listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
Here we go. It's Hiawatha and Troy here on this Tuesday night. Red Hawks and Trojans. Girls game moments away from the tip. Let's get you the starting lineups. We'll start with the road team in Troy, 0-1 after their opening loss to Riverside last Friday night. Harper Wetzine, a sensational 5'8 sophomore guard, 19 points in that losing effort to Riverside. She starts in the backcourt. Alongside Gracie Grable, she is a 5'6 junior. Allie Franken's a 5'7 junior. Carly Grable is a 5'9 senior, and Emerson Weber is a 5'8 junior. So for Derek Jasper, 27th year at the helm of the Trojans, it'll be Wetzine, Gracie Grable, Allie Franken, Carly Grable, and Emerson Weber. For Brady Jasper, 10th year here at Hiawatha, the Redhawks are 0-1 after their 47-43 loss to Marysville on Thursday last week. It'll be Aaliyah Contreras, a 5'2 junior, in the backcourt alongside Claire Twombly, who is a 5'9 sophomore. Addison Williams, a 5'6 sophomore, alongside Kinsey Nelson, who is a 5'5 sophomore. And, of course, one of the best players in the Big 7, it's Abby Elfner, the 6'1 senior, first-team All-League a year ago. She had 7 points and 5 rebounds in that opener against Marysville. Didn't shoot it particularly well, but she is a dynamite athlete and one of the best in the Big 7. So Contreras, Twombly, Elfner, Williams, and Nelson, the starting five for Hiawatha. The road blue uniforms for the Trojans, the home white uniforms for Hiawatha. Hiawatha will go right to left here in the opening quarter. Trojans from left to right. We got Paige, Leah, Chance, and Brandon all with you. We are tipped up and ready to go for high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. And from left to right, the blue jerseys in Troy, the opening possession, and a quick steal turnover as it's Williams going coast to coast, swatted from behind. It was Harper Wetzine, the sophomore, who saved an easy bucket. Now Wetzine pushing in transition. Beautiful pass. Shot is up and good. It's put down by Emerson Weber. And that was all set up by Harper Wetzine's defense, blocking that shot in transition, getting it up the floor. Now the Trojans with a 2-0 lead are going to force a turnover here in the full court with some pressure. So both teams, early turnovers here. And now the Trojans, 32 seconds in with the possession in the half court. And a 2-0 lead on a bucket by Emerson Weber. And now they throw it towards the corner looking for Allie Franken. That one goes away and out of bounds. And a second turnover on the Trojans. So both teams a little bit sloppy early with the possession of the basketball. And right when I say that on cue, another turnover. Easy layup once again for Weber. Emerson Weber, the first two baskets, a 4-0 Trojans lead. And now Hiawatha nearly turning it over again. And on the floor is Wetzine forcing a jump ball, but the Redhawks will keep it. And the Redhawks have yet to get across half court besides that one layup attempt that was blocked by Wetzine. They're having some issues here as Williams tries to get it across midcourt. She finally does. And the Redhawks can finally settle here in the front court down 1-0, or should say down 4-0, a minute into this ball game. Contreras into the right corner, gets it back on the right wing. She does not hesitate to fire a three. That one in and out, no good. And a rebound for Gracie Grable and the Trojans. And then Williams knocked it away, and it was nearly a steal, but it goes out of bounds. And Troy will have the possession. 6:42 left opening quarter. Troy with a 4-0 lead here. Good crowd so far here in the roundhouse. Of course, some renovations throughout the offseason for this gymnasium. Can certainly see it across the board. Pass inside and a whistle, and we get our first foul at 6:34 to go in this opening frame. And And they get this one on Aaliyah Contreras for Hiawatha. So Troy will throw it in underneath their own basket with a 4-0 lead, and it's going to be taken away by Twombly, but she steps on the baseline and gives it right back. Just unfortunate positioning in the far corner for Twombly, who got the steal. Now they get it inside to Franken, high off the window, then hits the back heel too strong, and we get a foul on the rebound attempt, and this one against Troy. And they do get Franken, who just missed a bunny inside. That's our first team foul, number one. It's over 90 seconds in. Troy continuing the pressure here in the full court. And now we get another whistle and another foul. This one on Emerson Weber, and that is her first. Kind of a slow start for both teams, but the Trojans have the 4-0 lead. Buckets times two by Emerson Weber. They still show this 2-2-1 pressure in the full court. Hiawatha does a good job. Finally, Abby Elpner gets her first touch, and she throws it away. Fourth turnover already by the Redhawks. Here's Wettstein coast-to-coast. Flips one up with the left hand. That one no good. Offensive rebound put up by Weber. That is no good, but she is fouled and will shoot two. Good job on the offensive glass by Emerson Weber, and the foul against Kenzie Nelson. That is her first, and team foul number two. The 5'8 junior Emerson Weber off to a great start, has the first two buckets and 4 points, and she's strong on the first free throw, no good. Now 1-for-3 at the line this season. Only scored 3 points in that 33-30 loss to Riverside last Friday, but she did grab a team-high 9 rebounds. The second free throw also no good, and she goes 0-for-2, and a rebound corralled by Twombly. So the Redhawks down 4-0, 2 minutes into this game. Finally settling into the front court, Contreras has it right side on the wing, bouncing it to Williams, an open look for three, and it's nothing but net. And there it is, the first bucket, Addison Williams, a downtown triple, and a 4-3 score now on the board, as Troy's lead is cut to one. And now Wettstein's pass, nearly taken away, but they'll settle it back. Here's Grable now kicking it out to another Grable for a three. That one's no good, but an offensive rebound was saved by Wettstein, so they get another shot here. Wettstein again will try, and is too strong on the three. Williams, the rebound, clearing it away for Hiawatha. Chance here for the Redhawks to take their first lead of the game. Here's Nelson, a left-wing triple, and this one not there. And a rebound by Wettstein. She wants to push the tempo. One of the quickest guards in the TBL, and she throws it away. A little too speedy up the floor, a little too much on that pass, and it goes off the fingertips and out of bounds. And another turnover. Both teams right now, 4 early turnovers apiece. Right now the Trojans with a 4-3 lead as we're coming up on 3 minutes in. Trojans continue that pressure here in the full court, and they nearly force another turnover, but Contreras gets it. Numbers here for the Redhawks. Nice pass, layup good. That's Twombly for two, and the Redhawks have scored 5 straight after getting down 4-0. And they have a 5-4 lead here at 4:50 to go in the quarter. Trojans get it into the front court. Emerson Weber pulls up a 17-foot left wing jumper, and that one is bottoms. All 6 points for the Trojans by Emerson Weber, and it's a 6-5 Trojan lead. Contreras, far sideline, works it into the front court, spins away from the defender, and Gracie Grable, nice pass. Twombly, layup good. Nicely done again from Contreras to Twombly. She's got 4. And it's 7-6 Redhawks. Back and forth we go here as we've crossed south under 4:20 to go in this opening period. Stepping into a jump shot, no good. Offensive rebound is there for Carly Grable. She nabs it, and her attempt on a putback is no good. She is fouled, and she will shoot two. The foul is on Twombly, her first. Team foul number 3. And this puts Carly Grable, a 5'9 senior, at the line for 2. First one up, and it hits the rim 3 times and falls off, no good. The Trojans here early, 0-for-3 at the free throw line. We'll get Kylie Nelson into the game. First time we'll see her. A 5'5 freshman guard for the Redhawks. We've got 4:14 left, opening quarter. Trojans trailing right now, 7-6. And the second free throw also not there. But they are going to get a lane violation against the Redhawks here, so negate that miss, and Emerson Weber, will get another crack here, or correction, Carly Grable, excuse me. So Grable doesn't make him pay. She goes 0-for-3, and an offensive rebound by Weber this time. So after going 0-for-3 at the line there, Trojans get it on an offensive rebound. They get another opportunity here. Here's Wettstein, 19 points in that opener against Riverside last Friday. Good move inside, off the window, too strong. Rebound for Abby Elfner, and here come the Red Hawks into the front court with a 7-6 lead. Williams pulls up from the left elbow, kind of got partially hit on the left hand, no call. And Weber puts it up the floor to Wettstein, who takes it all the way and lays it in for two off the window. 8-7 Trojans. They retake the lead at 3.5 to go, and now it's taken away. Another turnover. Layup is good. Wettstein again. She's got a quick four, and it's 10-7. Five early turnovers here by the Redhawks against this tough full-court defense here by the Trojans. Contreras does get it into the front court, and then Nelson had it knocked away, and another steal. Trojans again. Wettstein coast-to-coast. Layup not there this time, and this is Kylie Nelson who pulls in the rebound after the miss there by Wettstein. Here is Kylie Nelson, head of steam, gets in the paint, had it knocked away in a steal, a lot of contact and a lot of bodies hitting the floor, but ultimately both teams turn it over there. Now the Trojans get it back. Here's Grable, nice kick to Gracie Grable for three, and it rattles in there. Gracie Grable from downtown, she connects on a three, and it's 13-7 Troy at 2:49 to go in the opening quarter, and we get our first whistle and our first timeout. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. So right now, unofficially at 2:49 to go in this quarter, Hiawatha has already committed 6 turnovers. Troy has committed 5 turnovers. When you look at the opening games for both of these teams, Hiawatha certainly struggled with turnovers in their opener against Marysville. They committed 19 turnovers in that game. Troy actually had a good number against Riverside despite the loss. Trojans only turned it over 9 times in that game. But right now they have 5 in the first 5-plus minutes of this one. So both teams pretty sporadic, but the Trojans have a nice little run here of 7-0, and now they force another turnover out of the timeout, and they'll get it back as it's thrown out of bounds on the baseline, and Addison Williams tried to save it for the Redhawks, but unable to do so. Here's Nicole Judd, a 5'3 sophomore, checking in first time tonight for the Trojans. So a 6-point lead here for Troy. Here's a 3 right wing. This one hits high off the rim, not there. Abby Elfner, the rebound, her second here in the quarter, trying to push the tempo. Here's Contreras spinning into the front court. Left side pass, Kylie Nelson, no hezzy on a 3, left this one short. Offensive rebound, though, for Elfner, they'll reset. So a 6-point Trojans lead at 13-7, 2:20 to go, clock moving south, first period. Here's Elfner, right corner, closed out quickly by Gracie Grable. Now Contreras, top of the key, Williams, ball fake, back to Contreras, she fires, misfired on a 3. Kylie Nelson gets the rebound, puts it up, no good, and an offensive, or I should say a defensive rebound there by Nicole Judd. And now Troy back into the front court. Here's Gracie Grable, left side on the wing. Judd gets it top of the circle. Right side pass to Wettstein. Good pass inside. Kick to the right corner. Triple on the way. Too strong off the heel. Fighting for the rebound is Wettstein. I think they get her for the foul. And Wettstein picks up her first. Both teams with 3 team fouls a pop here in this opening period. Twombly checks back in. Contreras takes a seat. We're at 1:46 to go. Right now it's a 13-7 Troy lead. Nelson fires a shot into the front court, and that's going to be a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Carly Grable here. That's going to be her first. So that's the final foul to give. Next foul puts Hiawatha in the bonus. Of course, the rule changes with the free throws. Of course, now it's not 7.5. It's 5 per quarter. And there are no more 1-and-1s at this level. Here's Abby Elfner, left side for 3. Left it a little bit short, no good. Rebound for Wettstein. She wants to push the pace. Takes it all the way. Scoop shot with the left hand, well off the heel. And well off the mark, no good. Fighting for the rebound, far side. And out of bounds it goes. Last touch by Williams. And it will go back to Troy. Here's Mackenzie Christensen, a 5'8 junior, into the game for Troy. Down to 1:23 left in this opening quarter. Pretty sporadic And right now the Trojans have the run going. 7-0 is their current run. Gracie Grable looks inside. It's picked up by Christensen, and then she is tied up, and that is a jump ball. Possession arrow keeps it with Troy. So Troy throwing it in underneath their own basket. This is Wettstein, who's got 4 points here in the quarter. Throwing it left side of her own backboard. Slaps it. Puts it into the corner. Good pass up top to Grable. Works around the arc from left to right. Darts a pass into the left corner with Judd for three. Missed everything but air. But a backside rebound by Wettstein to keep it alive. Here's Grable, a drive. Kicks it left. Now another pass to the top of the key. Wettstein resets. We got a minute to go. Wettstein picks it up. Long pass, short corner right. This is Frank in a baseline drive. Good extra pass. Christensen missed the layup. Wettstein gets another rebound. Her turnaround is no good. And finally, it's cleaned up here by Abby Elfner. Here's Williams into the front court. 42 seconds to go. Kylie Nelson had it knocked away by Wettstein. Down to 35 seconds. 13-7 Trojans here in the opening quarter. Running out of time. Here's Nelson. Top of the circle. Gets it to the wing. Now Williams fires. And just strong on a three. An offensive rebound by Twombly. Her putback no good, but she's fouled. She'll shoot two. At 23.9 seconds to go, they get Judd with the foul. Her first, team fifth. So just south of 24 seconds to go in the quarter. These will be the first free throw attempts for the Red Hawks. They were 17-23 at the line in the loss to Marysville. Good number, but missing strong here is Twombly, as Katie Nett, a 5'5 senior, has checked into the game for Troy. Did not play in that Riverside game, but gets her first minutes of the season here. Second is not there, and an inadvertent horn went off, so both teams are struggling at the line. The Trojans get it back. Here's a three from the left corner. That is buried by Katie Nett. And it was nothing but net with 10 to go here in the quarter. 15-7 Troy. Now whistling a foul. This is going to put Kenzie Nelson at the line for two with 7 seconds to go. Hiawatha there on a scoring drought. They had a 7-6 lead at one point about halfway into this quarter. And now it's about to be the end of the quarter. And they are down 15-7. But Nelson here will shoot two. That one is off to the right, misfired. Both teams have struggled at the line. Both teams now combined 0 for 7 at the free throw line here in the opening frame. Kylie Nelson is out. Aaliyah Contreras is in for the final 7 seconds here for the Red Hawks. Second, and just rolled in there. And Nelson has her first bucket. 4 seconds to go. They quickly get it up the floor and out of bounds. Another Troy turnover. So 2.6, Red Hawks launch it to midcourt. Elfner has a look, half court, it's on the way, no good. And that takes us to the end of the quarter. Mulligan back and forth it went until about halfway through, and the Trojans went on a nice little run, and Troy with a 15-8 lead at the end of the first period. We'll take a quick timeout, come back, and get the second quarter going right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust the fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Back real quickly for the start of the second quarter. Again, alongside Paige and Leah here with the Hiawatha Channel. We got Chance Link, our studio producer, Brandon Tabman with you. Kind of a sporadic and up and down, quick moving first quarter as Troy leads here at Hiawatha 15-8. This was a 7-6 Red Hawks lead at one point. The Trojans went on a nice little run the final 3-plus minutes of that quarter. And pretty balanced scoring. Emerson Weber leading the way for Troy with 6. They got 4 from Harper Wettstein. Wettstein also 7 rebounds here already in the quarter. Katie Nett and Gracie Grable also with a couple of threes. For the Red Hawks, they got 4 points in that quarter from Twombly and then 3 from Williams and then 1 by Nelson. But both teams struggling with turnovers in that opening quarter. So from right to left, Red Hawks trailing 15-8. They got the opening possession here of quarter number two. We're back to it. A zone defense here by the Trojans. Wettstein up top along with Judd. Elfner's entry pass is deflected out of bounds. Good help side defense there by Emerson Weber. Abby Elfner, the 6'1 senior, did not score in that first quarter, and then they throw it away. Now Harper Wettstein will take it coast to coast, lay it in fundamentally with ease off the window. She's got six, and it's 17-8 Troy. They continue to build this lead. And now we get a whistle and a foul right at midcourt. They're going to get Emerson Weber here with her second. And the first team foul here in quarter number two. Both these teams, game number two, looking for win number one. Basketball season just off and running here across the states. Red Hawks have it, trailing by nine. Contreras, a hard drive through some contact. It's no good on a layup attempt and a rebound for Carly Grable. And now a bucket here could get the Trojans out to a double-digit lead here in the first half. Here's Nett in the corner, drilled a three towards the end of that first period. Now the ball's on the floor, body's tying it up, and the possession arrow keeps it here with the Trojans. As Gracie Grable's going to check back in alongside Allie Franken. And both teams really struggling with turnovers here in the first half. We're also going to see Danny Morton check in for the first time here for Hiawatha. Haven't played 50 seconds into this second period. 17-8 Troy here on the road at Hiawatha. And there's a turnover by Troy. They were looking for Wettstein in the corner, and she was the last one to touch it, and it went out of bounds. They set up this pressure again as Hiawatha tries to navigate its way through it. They have struggled with it here so far in the first half. Contreras, though, a nice pass here, left side on the wing, and they'll reset and get it into the front court. Contreras has it. She'll drive, gets to the block. Good dump down to Morton, and then hesitates, and they're going to call a jump ball. Thought they were going to get Morton maybe for a travel, but the good call there for Hiawatha. They'll keep the possession. And throwing it in is Addison Williams. A sophomore waiting for a play to develop. Gets it to Nelson in the right corner. Now Contreras on the wing. Looking towards that corner, they set up Elfner, a three, and it's front rim, no. And a rebound for Troy. All of 5-3, and Nicole Judd ripping that rebound down and gets it into the front court to Wettstein, and she is bumped and fouled. And they get Contreras with her second and Hiawatha team foul number one. Well, that's going to get Twombly to the table with Contreras picking up her second here early in the second. At 6:33 until halftime, 17-8 our score. Trojans with the lead and the ball. Wettstein, good pass into the middle of that zone. Good right side kick. Franken a three. Not there. And a rebound for Abby Elfner. Elfner has not scored in this game, but she has five rebounds. Here's Williams into the front court, up top to Morton. Puts it on the dribble, waist high with the right hand. Now works it right, gets to the elbow, runs into four blue jerseys, had it ripped away, and it's a jump ball and a turnover. Make that nine first-half turnovers right now for the Redhawks. Also got 6:09 in the second quarter. Now Hiawatha showing some full-court pressure. Tipped in the air by Elfner. Nearly got a steal. Troy gets it back. Franken a little floater baseline. Nearly got it to go. And a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. Will go against Troy. And they get Wettstein with her second. And Trojans team foul number two in the quarter. 5:57 to go until halftime. 17-8 is our score. Trojans continue to show this full court pressure. It's been hounding this Hiawatha team all night. Nelson, they got to get it across half court. Contreras realizing it and then bullies her away, and that's going to be an offensive foul. She just ran over Gracie Grable, just trying to get it across midcourt. Grable takes the charge, and Williams picks up her first. And team foul number two for the Redhawks. That is another Redhawks turnover. Here's Harper Wettstein working to the near side, guarded by Morton. Good pass to the elbow, good dump down, looking for the left corner, and then that pass is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Franken, and that's a Troy turnover. Both these teams struggling with that turnover department. That continues here. Hiawatha doing a good job here. They finally break the press with ease. Williams to Elfner, left side. Good pass into the corner. Twombly lets one go, and she buried a triple. Claire Twombly with 7 to lead all scorers. That's a big bucket for the Redhawks to get them back going. They're down 6 at 17-11, and now Elfner comes away with a block on the other end. Hiawatha momentum pushing it up the floor. Here's Morton in the corner, dribbles out of some trouble. Gets it to Williams at the top of the key. Wettstein closing. Morton again looking inside for it, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Franken. They're going to say it's Troy basketball. Boy, it looked like Franken was the one that knocked that one out of bounds. But that will go down as another Hiawatha turnover. Kind of a surprise there, so the Trojans catch a break. Here's Grable, and then she had it taken away. 2-on-1 break. Here's Nelson to Morton. Layup good. Danny Morton for 2 off the bench. Scored 3 in the Marysville game. She's got 2 here. A 5-0 spurt by the Redhawks. They're down 4. 17-13 our score. Now Trojans having some trouble getting it across midcourt. Finally they get it to Wettstein, who steps back and looks for a long 3. Not there. Tipped out of bounds. And last touch by Troy. So the Redhawks on a 5-0 spurt. They have the ball back down 17-13. At 4.5 minutes to go in this first half of play. The Trojans continue to press. They get it into Kenzie Nelson, back to Williams. Long pass into the front court to Morton. Right side corner, driving baseline, and was looking for Twombly inside, and it was taken away. Another steal, this time by Franken. Here's Wettstein to the elbow with Carly Grable. Good kick. This is Gracie for 3. It just hit the side of the backboard, well off the mark. And a rebound for Twombly. Here's Hiawatha with Nelson into the front court. Morton, or I should say that was Elfner, thought about a 3. Now Nelson fires and connects. A right corner 3 for Kenzie Nelson. And a timeout for Troy as it's a 1-point game. And it's an 8-0 run by the Redhawks at 3:55 to go in the first half. 17-16, a good ball game turning out here so far. We'll step aside. Back after this, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
3:55 to go until halftime. Trojans 17, Redhawks 16. Hiawatha on an 8-0 run. They were down early in this game, but it fought their way back despite a heavy amount of turnovers. Both teams have struggled in that department. Both teams have been pressing for the most part in this first half, and both defenses have really showed out and have forced a ton of turnovers between the two teams. It's been sloppy for the most part on offense, not many clean looks. Right now, an 8-0 spurt here by the Redhawks have them back to within one. It's 17-16. Troy gets it into the front court out of the timeout. Little two-on-two break, and they turn it over. Emerson Weber would have had a great look at the bucket. Instead, it's off her knee and out of bounds. So Hiawatha getting it back and a chance to take the lead for the first time since midway through the first period. Here's Kenzie Nelson, caught in a double, launching it to midcourt. Elfner has it. 3-on-1 break. Do the Redhawks take advantage? Twombly layup. Good. Yes, they do. Twombly with 9 here in the first half to lead all scorers, and the Redhawks have retaken the lead. It's 18-17. They're on a 10-0 run. And now it's lost there on the far side, ripped away, and the Redhawks come away with another steal. And then the Redhawks instantly throw it away. Wettstein caught in a double team, somehow getting out of it. Here's Gracie Grable looking back for Wettstein, and it's thrown into the backcourt, and this is going to be another turnover. Turnover after turnover after turnover. Wettstein barking out the signals to her team and certainly frustrated here as the Redhawks have a 10-0 run working. They were down 17-8. Now it's 18-17. Here's Morton in the right corner, shuffled the feet, gets it right back. Top of the key to Nelson. Good look, straight on 3. It's off the heel strong, Nice offensive, or I should say nice defensive rebound there. That's Franken who pulls it in. Blocking out the 6-1 frame of Abby Elfner. Here's Gracie Grable into the corner. Gracie gets it back. Looking for Wettstein. It's not there. And through the fingertips of Emerson Weber, and out of bounds it goes. Another turnover. We're down to 2:47 to go in the half. It's an 18-17 Redhawks lead. Now the Trojans kind of back off that pressure. Redhawks get it into the front court. Here's Nelson. Williams has it. Back to Nelson. Left elbow. Good kick. Twombly left three. Out there. Rebound for Troy. Here is Weber into the front court. Works around a screen, and that's going to be a foul on Danny Morton, who ran over Carly Grable, who was trying to set a screen. And for Morton, that is her first, and team foul number three. 18-17, Hiawatha. Redhawks currently on a 10-0 run. Good defense there by Morton, nearly forcing a steal, and now Elfner forcing a steal. A 6-1 frame picks it off, and another Troy turnover. Here's Elfner, right side on the wing. Williams on the dribble in the paint, throws up a wild shot. It missed nothing but backboard, but chasing it down in the corner is Abby Elfner. Another rebound for her, and now a whistle and a foul inside, and the Redhawks have free throws coming up here with Twombly. But Twombly's been the most active on the offensive end here for Hiawatha. She's got 9. They get the foul here on Carly Grable. That is her second, and team foul number 3. So a 2:05 to go in the half, 18-17 Redhawks. They're on a 10-0 run. Chance to add to it. Twombly at the line for 2. 9 points in the half, leading all scorers. Now 0-3 after that one went strong. Hiawatha lost to Marysville last Thursday. Trojans lost a 3-point affair to 2A number 2 Riverside. Both teams looking for their first one of the year. Twombly goes 1-for-2. That's the second made free throw in the game by either team, and it's now a 2-point Redhawks lead at 19-17. 10 points in the first half for Twombly. Here's Wettstein. They leave her open for 3. Don't want to do that, but didn't make them pay there. And a backside rebound collected by Danny Morton. Morton into the front court, low dribbling with the right hand. Hands it off here to Williams. Left side, Nelson. Good ball fake. Twombly in the corner. She's open again. And this one's strong, not there. Rebound for Gracie Grable and Troy. A minute and a half to go in the half. 19-17. Trojans with the ball down 2. It is right now an 11-0 spurt here for the Redhawks. Wettstein gets out of some trouble. Finds Weber along 2. It's a toilet bowl, and it spins out, but an offensive rebound is not there by Franken. Her second is put up no good, but she's fouled, and she'll shoot 2. 2 offensive rebounds back-to-back by Franken, and she's boxing out Elfner underneath. Foul will be on Williams, trying to check in and help. That's her second, team foul number 4. This is Franken, who was 0-for-2 in the loss to Riverside. She's now 0-for-3. First one skims in and out, no good. No points and 3 rebounds here in the first half for Franken. Trying to get on the board with 71 seconds to go. That one is not there, but an offensive rebound is put up and in. That is Carly Grable. Well, one of the most frustrating things you'll see as a coach is allowing offensive rebounds on missed free throws. 19-19, it stops the run by the Redhawks. 55 seconds to go here in this first half of play. It's been a much quicker moving second quarter compared to the first. Here's Williams, left side, Elfner in the corner, closed out quickly by Weber. Now Morton, right side it goes, Twombly in the corner. Inside touch pass. Nelson working around 3 defenders. Now Morton, a right wing 3, nearly banked it in. But a rebound for Troy is brought in by Carly Grable, and now she's quickly trying to scramble out of a double team and gets it off to Wettstein with 25 seconds to go. Wettstein in the paint, bouncing it to Weber. Her shot might have been partially blocked there by Elfner. Twombly gathers to miss, and now Hiawatha a chance for the final shot with 15 seconds to go, but Wettstein comes away with a steal. It is a 2-on-1 break, and it's blocked out of bounds. Good defense by Williams. But Troy will have 8 seconds here underneath their own buckets. And we'll get to all the turnover numbers at halftime. Both teams with a lot of them. A 19-19 game. Good right side pass. Here's Gracie Grable, a long two from the right wing. It's an air ball and out of bounds with a second to go. And not much time, really, if any, for the Redhawks here. They're going to throw it in, and that's see if they get a shot up. Nelson from half court. It's going to be well short. That takes us to the intermission. Well, both teams struggling on both ends of the floor. I mean, defensively not so bad, but both teams a little sporadic on offense and a ton of turnovers. But regardless, we got a tie game. It's 19-19 here at the end of the first half. Our halftime show is next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. We'll break down this first half after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
KNZA.
Hiawatha and Troy here at the half, our girls basketball game, and halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Getting you some of the first half numbers, a 19-19 deadlock tie between the Redhawks and the Trojans. Well, Troy controlled the first quarter and outscored Hiawatha 15-8. Then it was vice versa in quarter number two. The Redhawks at one point an 11-0 run to retake the lead, but Troy had the last couple of buckets, and we got a 19-19 tie. Again, 15-8 was the Troy advantage in the first quarter. 11-4 was the Hiawatha advantage in the second quarter. And again, 19-19 deadlock here at the break. For Hiawatha, Claire Twombly, the leading scorer in this first half. She's got 10 along with 5 rebounds. They got 4 points from Kinsey Nelson. They got 3 points from Addison Williams. And they got 2 points from Danny Morton. For the Trojans, they got 6 apiece from Harper Wettstein and Emerson Weber. And then they got 3 from Katie Netz. And then 2 apiece from Gracie Grable and Carly Grable. Both teams struggling with turnovers. Both finishing the first half 14 turnovers apiece. And again, that's been an issue for both of these teams here tonight. And both will be looking to improve on that number, certainly, and cut that number down in the second half of play. In our score at the break, 19-19, Troy and Hiawatha. Girls game at the break. We'll step aside, another timeout, come back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2024, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to give you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get internet packages as low as $20.24 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Girls game at the half. Hiawatha and Troy deadlocked at 19 apiece. Troy had the 15-8 advantage in quarter one. Hiawatha the 11-4 advantage in quarter number two. Alongside Leon Page with the Hiawatha channel, go to mscsports.net, find the Listen Live tab, and click on the Hiawatha channel to view our broadcast here tonight from the Roundhouse. Chance Link, our studio producer here for KNZA 103.9. And I am Brandon Tabb, and thanks again for hanging with us here as our halftime coverage continues. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Some of the other numbers in this first half and our statistics are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. We've gone through some of the numbers, but some other statistics here in the first half. I had mentioned earlier that both of these teams with 14 first-half turnovers really struggling in that department. The rebound numbers, Troy 22 total rebounds in the first half. Red Hawks had 16 rebounds. Both teams struggled at the line. Red Hawks just 2 for 6 at the charity stripe. Trojans were 0 of 6. Troy hit 1-3. Red Hawks hit 3 threes. Again, our halftime score, it's a 19-19 deadlock tie. Two teams looking for win number one on the early season. We'll take a final 2.5 minute timeout, come back with the second half right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
See your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton, for a free insurance review.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They're also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
19-19. It's a deadlock tie between Troy and Hiawatha with our girls' contest here tonight. Of course, the boys will wrap things up in the nightcap as you're listening to high school basketball coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network alongside Leah and Paige with the Hiawatha Channel doing the Lord's work. We appreciate it very much. Chance Link, our studio producer here on KNCA. I'm Brandon Tabman. Again, both these teams have struggled with turnovers, 14 apiece in the first half. Troy had the advantage in the first quarter, 15-8 in that frame. But Hiawatha really clamped it down on defense. 11-4 was their advantage in quarter number two. Claire Twombly, the leading scorer for the Redhawks with 10. 6 apiece for Harper Wettstein and Emerson Weber, leading scorers for the Trojans. A 19-19 tie. Here we go. Hiawatha here from left to right. And the second half is underway here from the roundhouse. Good crowd on hand. Again, early portions of the basketball season. Elfner finally gets a touch inside. Her shot, no, but a foul, yes. And free throws coming up here for the first team all-league selection. Abby Elfner finally trying to get into the books. She was held scoreless in the first half. And that is foul number 3 on Carly Grable. And the first free throw for Abby Elfner is up and good. And the 6'1 senior struggled shooting in that Marysville loss. She goes 1-for-2 at the line, and the rebound collected by Carly Grable for Troy. So the Redhawks have a 20-19 lead as we're getting going here in the third quarter. Trojans have their first possession. Pass tipped at midcourt, and Williams went diving for it. It skips out of bounds, and the Trojans fortunate that that was not a turnover. But now it rolled all the way into the backcourt and beyond midcourt. So now Wettstein gets it back across the midcourt line. Left side pass to Franken and then looking to get it back to Wettstein. Tipped away by Williams and a steal. Turnover by the Trojans. Williams inside the arc, right wing. Hands it off to Elfner. 1-3, but closed out quickly by Wettstein. Here is Aaliyah Contreras to the free throw line. It goes to Elfner. Facing the bucket, now back to it. Williams getting it top of the key. Well, they got Elfner right now standing at the left elbow. Now she pops out to the top of the key, takes it down, and throws up a wild contested three that hits nothing but backboard and hit a couple hands, and out of bounds it goes underneath, and to Troy it goes. Not an ideal possession there for the Redhawks, coming up empty. Troy getting it back. We've played a minute 10 in this third. It's a 20-19 Redhawks lead. Here's Gracie Grable bouncing it to Wettstein off her foot. Could have been a kicked ball, but it's going to be a turnover. Nice sidestep move by Nelson off the window. Count it and the foul. Kenzie Nelson for 2-1. And they get the foul on Gracie Grable. That is her first, team second. And Nelson, who had 4 points in the first half, gets one here now with 6. And a chance at a 3-point opportunity. Perfect on the free throw. She's now 2-for-3 at the line. She's got 7. And a quick 3-0 burst here by the Redhawks in the third to get a 23-19 advantage. Wettstein spinning around a double team. Lobs a pass into the front court, but a shot airmailed. And tipped out to Wettstein here, who steps in for a nice J. Left it short. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up and in. Harper Wettstein with the first Trojans basket here in the second half. Makes it 23-21. The Redhawks lead is 2. Not quite 2 minutes in to this third period. Well, the Trojans have locked up. They're going man-to-man. Contreras, a wild drive, tried to get contact, didn't get a call, and a rebound for Troy. Here's Franken into the front court. Contreras knocks it away in a steal, able to keep it in bounds. Gets to the right block. Good bounce pass to Nelson. But Franken gets back in time to knock it out of bounds and potentially save what would have been an easy bucket. So Hiawatha with the lead and the ball. 5:49 to go in the third. It's 23-21. Williams to throw it in. Wettstein face guarding. They look for Nelson. She backs it out into the right corner. Hand down, man down. She throws up a three and delivers. It is Kenzie Nelson who's into double figures now with 10. She's already got 6 here in the quarter, and it's 26-21 Redhawks. And Williams nearly coming away with a steal to flex that pass out of bounds underneath. The Redhawks have their largest lead since it was 7-2 in the first quarter. Carly Grable is out. Mackenzie Christensen is in here for Troy. 5.5 minutes to go in this third. Here's a long two by Weber, just grazing the iron short, but with that miss, able to get her own rebound. And now Wettstein, a deep NBA range three. That one nearly went, but no. And a rebound for Kenzie Nelson. The Redhawks with the momentum into the front court. Contreras up top. Williams has it, guarded by Wettstein. Trojans going man-to-man after really sitting in zone and pressing all of that first half. Double team down there. Here's a good kick, a three by Twombly. Front rim, then off the window. Offensive rebound. Williams up and in. Yes. Addison Williams with 5. Her first points of the second half, and it's 28-21. It's the largest lead of the game here for Hiawatha. Good start to this third quarter for the home team. Both these teams going to be in different leagues next season. Here's a long two from the right wing. That is off the mark. And a foul on Christensen on the rebound attempt. And a good box out there by Williams. And that is the third foul against Troy. Here comes Gracie Grable back into the game, replacing Emerson Weber. This is a 9-2 start in the quarter for Hiawatha. Very nicely done for them so far. 4:40 to go, but Troy in the backcourt now putting that pressure back on. The Redhawks had a heavy bit of trouble with it in the first half. And that's going to be a travel against Kenzie Nelson. Tried to step through a double team and lifted that pivot foot. And that's the first turnover in the second half for Hiawatha after 14 of them in the first two quarters. 4.5 minutes to go in this third. 28-21 Redhawks on a 9-2 run here in this third quarter. Now the Redhawks come away with another steal. 4 turnovers already in the quarter for Troy. Their turnover troubles have continued. Here's Williams, top of the key. Triple threat right side pass, getting it back between the rings out high. Man-to-man defense still for the Trojans. Williams being guarded by Wettstein. It is sophomore on sophomore. Here's Kenzie Nelson curling around the arc. Gets it all the way inside. Had it knocked away in a steal. Here's the Trojans into the front court here. Now a whistle and a foul. This will be Nelson's second foul. That is Kenzie Nelson, first of the half. Or I should say the quarter here for the Redhawks. Trojans will throw it in. Again, a 9-2 start here in the quarter for Hiawatha. After trailing 15-8 at the end of one, they now find themselves up 7. Here's Nicole Judd with it into the corner. Wettstein open. Not there. It's off the front rim. No. But an offensive rebound by Allie Franken to keep this one alive. Wettstein again. Thought about it. Closed out by Elfner. Skips it to Grable right wing. Hand down, man down. She fires. Nearly banked it in. Not there. Rebound for Contreras. Far baseline. Contreras wants to go coast to coast, and she'll draw the foul. We'll get Nicole Judd with her second, team foul number 4. So the final 3:26. Redhawks are going to be in the bonus. And free throws coming up here for Contreras, who had a really nice game against Marysville. She had 10 points and 5 rebounds. Also had a couple of steals. But she misfires the first free throw attempt. Danny Morton checks back in here for the Redhawks. Twombly gets a breather. First chance at the line tonight for Contreras. She goes 0 for 2. She was 5 of 8 at the charity stripe in that Marysville game, but unable to get either of the two to fall. Wettstein coast to coast and nearly banked it in from straight on. Able to get her own rebound. And now a long two is on the way. Strong off the heel. And a rebound and a foul on Mackenzie Christensen, who's played limited minutes here in this game. Picks up her second, and now free throws for the Redhawks. Still 3:10 to go in this third. A 28-21 score. touchdown lead here for the Red Hawks, and this will be Nelson to try to add to it. The one and ones are no more here in high school basketball. It's all two shots. As Nelson has had a nice game, she's hit a couple threes. She has 10 points, make it 11. She's now 3 for 4 at the line, and she leads all scorers tonight with 11. 29-21 Red Hawks. A 10-2 start, make it 11-2. Nelson Pure on both, 30-21. The Red Hawks lead is 9, their largest of the game. Trojans get it into the front court. Nice move in the paint, but missing the layup is Carly Grable. Had an easy bunny, could not get it to go. Missed opportunity there for the Trojans. Really needed that one, but Elfner cleans up the miss. Now they set back in a 3-2 zone here to the Trojans. Here's Morton bouncing one up top. Here's Kinsey Nelson looking right, spinning. Now Contreras with a jab and works it back to the top of the key. She's quickly doubled, being chased by two, and she is touched and fouled by Nicole Judd. Quickly has 3 in the game. And more free throws coming up here for Contreras. 2:36 to go in the quarter. It's a 9-point Red Hawks lead at 30-21. Trojans have only scored 6 points since the first quarter. And Contreras now 0 for 3 at the line. She missed that one, and now here comes back into the game Emerson Weber for Troy. Contreras trying to get one here, unable to do so. It is long. Another inadvertent whistle. They'll keep playing, and a 3 is nearly banked in by Contreras, but a couple of offensive rebounds for Elfner, and a third opportunity here for the Red Hawks. Now Elfner trying to get one inside from Morton and tried to pass it between three jerseys. And it's deflected out of bounds. Morton last touched it, and it's going to be a turnover. So after all that, Trojans get it back, and Hiawatha unable to score. After a couple of offensive rebounds and a couple of missed free throws. Morton a near steal. Wettstein in the lane. Floater short. Tipped around. Wettstein able to get her own miss. And now she is fouled going up, and I think that's going to be a two-shot foul. It is. She'll shoot. Just shimmying her way into the lane and through some bodies. And the foul on Kinsey Nelson, her third. That will bring back Twombly here once we get the first one out of the way. This is Harper Wettstein, her first chance at the line tonight. And she puts that one down. She's got 9 to lead Troy, and that breaks a little bit of a run and a drought. And the Trojans have now only scored 6 points since the first quarter, or make it 7, now 8. 2 for 2, Wettstein's into double figures for a second straight game. She had 19 in the opener, now with 10 here. At 2:06 to go in the third, and the Red Hawks lead is 30-23. And now Wettstein comes away with a steal, just picks the pocket, and nearly threw it back away, and Contreras stepped on the baseline and is out of bounds. So now we get a whistle and a timeout for Troy. Again, getting a little bit sloppy again. And Derek Jasper has seen enough. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. And our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break, you're looking for that perfect snack, whether it's at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. And Troy had a 15-8 lead at the end of the first quarter. Hiawatha's advantage in the second quarter was 11-4. This game was deadlocked at 19-19 at the half. It has been all Red Hawks here in the third. 2 minutes to go. They lead it 30-23. So it's an 11-4 run here for the Red Hawks in this third quarter. 1:58 to go. Leading scores. Kenzie Nelson, 12 to lead the Red Hawks, and then Twombly with 10. Emerson Weber leading Troy with 10 herself, and then 6 points as well from Emerson Weber. So out of the timeout, Trojans with it underneath their own basket. Throwing it in is Franken. Looking and gets it into Weber. Nice ball fake. Wettstein open, a triple. Yes. Harper Wettstein for 3. Her first 3 of the night, and it's 30-26. And now the pressure being applied by the Trojans, and that's going to be a negative as they get another foul call. As they get Weber with her third. Foul starting to pile up here for the Trojans. And free throws coming up for Contreras, who's got to see one go. She's 0 for 4. She hit 5 of 8 in the Marysville game on Thursday. Boy, and she is now 0 for 5 at the line. That one strong off the heel. So if you add it up, now 5 of 13 so far through a game and a half plus here for Contreras. And now strong off the heel again. She missed another. She's 0 for 6. And the rebound by Franken and a chance to get a little bit closer here for Troy. They're down 4. They're on a nice little run. This game's been kind of filled with runs. We're down to 95 seconds to go in this third quarter. Redhawks sitting in a zone defense, nearly forced a turnover. Weber gets it back up top to Gracie Grable. Now right side it goes to Wettstein. Good extra pass. Frank in a corner three. Book it. They're going to call it a long two for Allie Franken. That's her first basket tonight, and it's 30-28, and the Trojans within two. And an offensive foul is going to be called on the way down as Contreras ran through a screen. Both teams have toned down the turnovers for the most part here in the second half, but the Trojans now a two away from tying it and a three from taking the lead. Kylie Nelson checks back into the game, and Contreras now has to sit with four fouls. Or correction, with three, beg your pardon. So a minute 6 left to go in this third quarter. Got ourselves a two-point game. Here's Wettstein, closed out quickly in the right corner. Had a tip pass, still tipped in the air. Trojans get it back underneath, fighting through some trees. And getting an offensive rebound is Grable. Here's a kick in the corner. Franken missing a long two. Another offensive rebound try is no good. Finally, Twombly clears this one. And a couple of opportunities and now thrown away. And Wettstein for two. She ties the game. It was given away underneath. And now a run here for Troy. And a jump ball is going to be called as Wettstein ripped it away from the freshman and Kylie Nelson. Now the Trojans have the momentum. It's a tie game, 30 apiece. It was an 11-2 advantage to start this quarter for Hiawatha. They had an 8-point lead. And now they have, Troy has come roaring back. Here's a straight-on triple that's buried alive. It's Carly Grable from downtown, and the Trojans have a 33-30 lead with 20 seconds to go in the quarter. And Nelson, that's going to be a travel, and it's called. Turnover by the freshman, Kylie Nelson. So the Trojans have dominated the last 3 minutes of this quarter. They have a 3-point lead after being down 8 earlier in this quarter. Now a chance with 15 seconds to add to it. Up top to Wettstein, 10 seconds to go. They reverse the basketball to Weber. They get it to Gracie Grable, 5 seconds. They get it to the elbow with Carly. Wettstein straight up three. This is high off the heel. No, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. It was a run followed by a run, one for each team, and we got ourselves a three-point ball game after three. A lot of threes. 33-30 is our score. Redhawks and Trojans, Troy out in front. Step aside, fourth quarter action. It's coming up next right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals, perfect paint, and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, our girls' game is coming down to the wire. Troy and Hiawatha, it's 33-30 as we start the fourth quarter. Trojans with the lead, Redhawks with the ball. And there is a turnover by Hiawatha. Here is Wettstein, coast to coast, and she finds it in off the window for two. Wettstein all of a sudden with 17, the lead all scores, and Troy has all the momentum here as we start the fourth and final quarter. Redhawks built an 8-point lead early on in the second half, but it's been all Troy since then. They're on a nice run, and they have a 5-point lead their own. Elfner tries to answer and does so with a left corner three. First field goal for Abby Elfner tonight. She's got four. It's 35-33, and there's a travel at the top of the key committed by Carly Grable. Turnover by Troy. Contreras back into the game for the Redhawks. A 2-point affair with 7:09 to go in this game. Two teams fighting for win number one and game number two apiece. Trojans 35, Redhawks 33. Trojans sitting back in his zone. Contreras right corner. Long pass to the left wing. Nelson short corner left. Elfner at the free throw line. Threw some bodies, just threw one up and nearly banked it in. This should be a jump ball. As Nelson was fighting inside with Emerson Weber, the officials conclude it, and it is a jump ball and the possession arrow going back to Troy. So Troy gets it back, leading 35-33, 6:48 to go in the game. The Redhawks will show a little bit of pressure here in the full court once again. Nice job this time by the Trojans to break the press. Here's Gracie Grable, right side. Up top it goes to Franken. Wettstein, good kick. Weber in the corner, thought about a three, turns it down. Now this is Grable on a drive that was partially blocked and a rebound off the miss by Abby Elfner. Elfner just 4 points tonight. She's been quiet, but she has been cleaning up the rebounds. Elfner right side, Contreras left side pass. Ball reversal into the corner. Here's a three. That is an air ball. But right place, right time for that rebound is Kenzie Nelson for a reset. Here's Addison Williams. Right side to Kenzie Nelson. Thought about it. Said no. Williams and Nelson going back and forth. Now Nelson fires, and now Nelson delivers. Nelson, a right corner three, makes it 15 for her in the game. And the Redhawks have retaken the lead at 36-35. Wettstein trying to answer with a long two. Grazing the iron, strong no, and a rebound for Contreras. Now Wettstein, a near steal in the backcourt. This is going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow staying with the Redhawks. So it was just 35-30 about a minute ago. Back-to-back triples. The Redhawks have retaken the lead at 36-35. Trojans backing off as Williams walks it into the front court. Angles right. Now Contreras, top of the key. They dump it down inside. Elfner, turnaround, Jay, got hit and fouled. Elfner will shoot two. First foul of the fourth quarter. And did not see who the foul was on. Now they put it up, and that's going to be against Carly Grable, and that is her fourth, as Abby knocks in the first free throw. She's got five, all here in the second half, and now six. She is 3-for-4 at the line, and it's a 3-point Hiawatha lead, 38-35, just under 5.5 minutes to go in this game. Here's Gracie Grable dribbling on the left wing, surrounded by a double team. Gets it right back on the left wing from Franken. Here's Wettstein driving in, sidesteps a defender, throws up a difficult shot, somehow falls. 19 for Harper Wettstein, 38-37, Redhawks by one. Elfner open, left corner three, sets it, not there. Had a good look, unable to convert, and a rebound for the Trojans and Gracie Grable. Chance to retake the lead is Troy here, down one. Weber, Wettstein, Grable, into the corner with Franken. Nice ball fake. Back up top it goes to Gracie Grable. Under 4:40 to go. It's a 1-point game. Troy and Hiawatha. It's been a good one here tonight. Here's a three. Left wing. It is nothing but bottoms. Allie Franken from downtown. She's got five. And the Trojans retake the lead. It's 40-38. And now Nelson on the other end. An easy deuce underneath. 17 for Kenzie Nelson. We're deadlocked at 40 at 4:19 to go, and a whistle and a timeout for Troy. It is a full, so we'll follow suit. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. We're back in a moment. A deadlock tie at 40 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
To go in our girls' contest. It's been good between Troy and Hiawatha. A deadlock, 40 apiece, as we get set for the final stretch here of this ball game tonight. Again, Leah and Paige here, doing the work behind the camera here for the Hiawatha Channel. Chance Link here, our studio producer for KNZA. I'm Brandon Tadman. As you take a look at some of the scoring numbers here, Hiawatha, what a night for the sophomore, Kenzie Nelson. She's got 17, 13 of which already in the second half. Claire Twombly with 10 points as well. And then Trojans, no surprise, the sophomore sensation in the backcourt, Harper Wettstein, matching her total from Friday's game at Riverside. She's got 19 already. She walks it into the front court. We're deadlocked at 40 as we're coming up on the halfway point of this fourth and final quarter. Here's Gracie Grable, nearly banked in a right wing three, but in and out it goes. And a rebound for Addison Williams. Redhawks a chance to retake the lead. Contreras into the front court. Trojans going a 1-3-1 zone defense with Wettstein up top. Wettstein stares it down. Williams with the ball. They get it to Elfner. Right side Contreras setting, firing, short on a three. It hits the rim and falls off twice. And a rebound thrown into the front court here. Grable, Wettstein has it at the free throw line. Good kick. Straight on three. In and out. And a rebound for the Redhawks. Good, strong rebound there. That is Laura Lears, who is into the game here for Brady Jasper and Hiawatha. 3:24 clock moving fourth quarter. A deadlock tie at 40. Here's Nelson, a three. It's strong. And the miss there corralled by Carly Grable for Troy. Both teams have had opportunities here with the 40-40 tie to retake the lead. Multiple missed possessions. Troy gets another opportunity here. As we're down to 3 minutes, they go inside. Franken turning. Nice ball fake, but she missed the layup. And Lears, another rebound. Under 3 minutes to go in this game. Still deadlocked at 40. Redhawks get another opportunity to retake the lead. Here's Williams, top of the circle. Looking left, nothing there. Contreras right. Contreras and Williams going back and forth as the Trojans sit in this 1-3-1 zone. Contreras stepping into Wettstein. Gets it between the rings out high. Contreras again will fire this time and deliver another three. It's the first bucket tonight for Aaliyah Contreras, and a huge one there for the Redhawks. 43-40, they take a lead at under 2.5 minutes to go. Trojans get it into the front court here. Weber skipping a pass right side to Gracie Grable, answering Franken. Not there from the right corner, and a rebound for Abby Elfner. Cleaning the glass, and now Brady Jasper with a lead and the ball is going to burn a 30-second timeout at 2:06 to go. And his team leading Troy 43-40. Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. As we take a look real quick around the area, of course, some other games across our great networks here this evening. Of course, on KMZA 92.1, Oskaloosa and Onega tonight. And right now, the Oskaloosa girls leading the Buffaloes 37-23. Last checked our game on the Cobra Channel girls contest. Jackson Heights was out to a 23-9 lead over ACCHS. And, of course, as always, our score updates, they are brought to you by Holthaus Auto House in Fairview. How many Holthaus vehicles have you seen today? Visit HolthausAutoHouse.com. We got a barn burner down the stretch here. Our girls contest, a three-point game at 2:06 to go. Redhawks 43, Trojans 40. Redhawks with the lead and the ball out of this timeout. Trojans go man-to-man here into the front court. Nelson, top of the key. Contreras has it. Trojans hounding with that defense. Both teams have plenty of fouls to give here down the stretch of this game. Here's Williams getting it, handing it off top of the key. Ripped away by Wettstein. She's going to go coast-to-coast, and she'll lay it in. She's got 21 in the game, and it's 43-42. And a foul before the pass is thrown in. They'll get Gracie Grable with her second and team foul number two. So the Trojans have a couple of fouls to give here with 1:39 to go. The Redhawks have not been called for a foul here in the fourth quarter, so they got fouls to give as well. 43-42, Hiawatha under 1:40 to go in the game. And now it's a turnover. Franken gets it off and nearly spun it in, but it's halfway down and out. And Lears grabbing the miss. And now a whistle and a foul. I think they get Wettstein here trying to go for a steal. Boy, if Allie Franken had that one back, she had one right underneath the bucket to give her team the lead, and it spun halfway down and out off the window. And now 91 seconds to go, and Hiawatha still struggling to get it in here with this Troy full court pressure. 43-42 our score. Redhawks the one-point advantage and the ball. Williams dancing her way across the timeline and has it at the top of the key. 1:20 to go, clock moving. Redhawks 43, Trojans 42. Here's Nelson handing it off to Lears, working around the arc. Left side pass to Williams. And Wettstein a little aggressive there, but no foul call. Here's Nelson now at the top of the key. Spins away from a defender. Looks back near side. Contreras has it. And now Brady Jasper has seen enough and calls a timeout with 1 minute to go. It's a full. We'll follow suit. Hang with us, folks. We got one coming down the stretch. It's going to be a good one. 43-42, Redhawks by one. 1 minute to go in the game. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Our broadcast on KNZA, it's brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Well, let's get you caught up on the game scenario. We got exactly 60 seconds to go in this game. Redhawks 43, Trojans 42. Hiawatha, out of the timeout, will have the basketball on their side of the floor, throwing it in from the far sideline. Wettstein will contest the inbounds pass. Williams will throw it in for the Redhawks. Gets it, looking, gets it to Elfner, bouncing it into Nelson, lays it up and in. That is beautifully drawn up by Brady Jasper. Kenzie Nelson with 19, 45-42 Redhawks. 50 seconds to go. Can Hiawatha get one more stop? Here's Franken. Up top it goes to Grable. Tipped out of bounds. Oh, but saving it is Franken. Kept it in. Here's Gracie Grable. 40 seconds to go. Left side, it's Wettstein. Turns down a three and looking for the right side. It's thrown out of bounds. And Troy turns it over in just a crunch time scenario. And now a three-point lead for Hiawatha with 34.7 seconds to go. Now the Trojans are going to have to either rely on the Redhawks missing free throws or force some turnovers here down the stretch. And now we get a whistle and a timeout. It is a full timeout, but we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, 34.7 seconds to go in this game. The Redhawks, after that last timeout, and head coach Brady Jasper dialing up a beautiful inbounds play as it was an assist by Abby Elfner, finding a backdoor cut with Kenzie Nelson, who laid it in with ease to build this lead to three at 45-42. And then the Trojans on the other end trying to answer, and they turn it over. And both teams are over the 20 mark in terms of turnovers tonight, but you come out with a win, it really doesn't matter at this point. You'll take it. Just try to clean up and move on. Troy after tonight. On Friday, they will be back at home, or I should be at home for the first time this season. They'll be hosting Blue Valley in a TVL showdown. And for Hiawatha after tonight, coming up on Friday, they'll be taking on a TVL team once again. This time it'll be Centralia. Very early here in the basketball season, and a thriller for you coming down the home stretch here in our girls' game tonight. Redhawks 45, Trojans 42. Out of the timeout, Hiawatha, they need to work the full length of the floor here against this Trojans pressure. Nelson to throw it in. Gets it in to Williams. Guarded heavily by Weststein. She's quickly doubled. Gets it to Nelson across midcourt. Stops and launching a pass here to the near side. Williams has it. 25 seconds to go. Now Contreras has it, and she is fouled. That's just the fourth team foul on the Trojans, so no free throws yet. Next one putting Hiawatha at the line. And for Grable, that is her third foul. That's Gracie Grable. Gracie will guard the inbounds pass near sideline. This is Contreras to throw it in. 22 and a half seconds to go. Redhawks by three with the ball. And they get it in, and there's the quick foul by Weststein. That's her third. And the Redhawks are going to need to hit free throws here down the stretch to try to win this game. And this will be Kinsey Nelson. What a night for her. The sophomore, 19 points. She is 4 for 5 at the line and in and out on the first. No good. Stays 45 to 42 with 20 seconds to go. This is a monster free throw here. And she delivers. 1 for 2. It's a 4-point game. Nelson has 20. It is 46 to 42. Weststein gets it into the front court. Right side pass. Gracie Grable, a long three. It's good. It's a 1-point game. 5 in the game. And there is a inadvertent whistle and a stoppage of play. And I think Troy gets a timeout here. They have yet to put up the 1 point. From Grable on the free throw, it should be 46-45, but the scoreboard is still showing 45-45. It should be 46-45, Hiawatha. Well, they got to get this figured out because Nelson hit that second free throw. It should be 46-45, even though it was a 4-point game right before Grable knocked in that triple with 8 seconds to go. Now the clock is showing 80 seconds. Not sure why they haven't figured out that the Redhawks should have a 1-point lead. So they're trying to fix the score. They're trying to figure out the time, but again, the scoreboard is still showing 45-45, but it is 46-45. The Redhawks should be leading this by one. And there it is. They finally put it up on the board, so there's the cheer from the fans. So here we go. 8.6 seconds to go. It is 46-45, Hiawatha. Nelson hit a big free throw to give the Redhawks a 4-point lead. And then Gracie Grable came down for Troy, hit a monster three to get it to within one. And then Derek Jasper, the veteran head coach for Troy, with a quick timeout. So 8.6 seconds left. Redhawks by one. They get it into Williams, and she is quickly fouled. And it's 6.8 seconds to go. Addison Williams, who has 5 points and 4 rebounds tonight, will get her first opportunity at the line. She was 5 for 5 at the free throw line in the game against Marysville on Thursday night. Her first. Pure. These are clutch free throws here for Hiawatha. And we got another full timeout here as Williams made the first, so we'll step aside. 7 seconds roughly, 6.8 to be exact. Another free throw coming up for Hiawatha. They're trying to hold off Troy. 47-45 here late. We're back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
How does Santa keep all of his toy spending on track? With the Union State Bank mobile app, of course. Hi, this is Rita of Union State Bank of Horton. Our mobile banking app can keep all of your holiday spending organized. Use the budget bubbles to see what you have spent or saved, to receive alerts about your account, and easily transfer money. Take the Union State Bank mobile banking app with you this season, either by sleigh or by car. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, if you're just joining us, I feel sorry for you. We've had a good one here tonight. 47-45, Red Hawks by two. 6.8 seconds remaining in the game. Out of the timeout, one more free throw coming up here for Addison Williams. She hit the first to give the Red Hawks a two-point lead. Even if she makes this, Trojans will have a chance to tie the game. If she misses it, Trojans will have a desperation, maybe a heave for a win. Williams, second free throw. She left it short. Here is Wettstein with a two-point advantage. She wants to step back. A three for the lead. Oh, she puts it in. The game is over. Are you kidding me? The Trojans, a desperation right wing three as time expires. And Wettstein wins the game for Troy at the buzzer. Ho, 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 baby. What an end to this one. 48-47 is the final score. And Troy coming out of nowhere to pull this one out. It's an unbelievable finish. And we'll talk about it when we come back. Our post game is next. It is brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. A buzzer-beating three for Harper Wettstein, and Troy pulls it out as time expires. 48-47, Trojans win it here at Hiawatha. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Anderson Meats in Troy is your go-to spot for top-notch deer processing. From field to feast, Anderson Meats is one of the only companies that handles whole carcass deer processing. They are also taking beef and hog butchering and processing appointments and can get the job done within 60 days and have the meat ready in your freezer customized just the way you want it. Anderson Meats also has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork. Gift certificates also available. Trust the best. Anderson Meats in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
An absolutely incredible finish here for our first of two games tonight. Hiawatha and Troy. And the girls contest came down to a final shot at the buzzer. Troy winning it at the horn. A deep right wing three from Harper Wettstein as time expires. And some missed free throws down the stretch, dooming the Redhawks with a chance to close it out. But they left the door open. And Harper Wettstein with a monster night and a monster exclamation point as Troy wins it here again at Hiawatha 48-47. Post game, it's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Let's dive into some of the numbers of this fantastic ball game. Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tenk and Kay Onler and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yink and Courtney Brockoff. Well, for Troy, getting that first win of the year, now 1-1, 48-47 again the final. Harper Wettstein, the game-winning three at the buzzer. A monster night for the 5'8 sophomore. 24 points and 10 rebounds. She had 6 points at the half, so she had 18 second-half points. Get finishing with a double-double, 10 rebounds as well. Outside of Wettstein, 6 points from Emerson Weber. 5 points apiece from Gracie Grable, Allie Franken, and Carly Grable. And 3 points as well from Katie Nett. For Hiawatha, they dropped to 0-2, a heartbreaking loss. They got 20 points tonight from the sophomore Kinsey Nelson. She had 16 of the 20 in the second half. She was 5-7 at the free throw line. 10 points and 6 rebounds from Claire Twombly. Abby Elfner finished the game with 6 points and 12 rebounds. 6 points and 4 rebounds from Addison Williams. They got 3 from Aaliyah Contreras. They also got 2 points from Danny Morton. Some of the other totals in this game, Troy finishing with 20 turnovers. They hit 6 threes. They were 2 of 8 from the free throw line and had 34 total rebounds. For Hiawatha, they finished the game with 23 turnovers. They were 10 of 17 at the line. They finished with 32 total rebounds, and they hit 7 triples in the ball game. Again, your final score, Trojans 48, Redhawks 47. Trojans improved to 1-1, while the Redhawks drop to 0-2. Absolutely fantastic buzzer-beating finish here tonight in the opener, as again Troy pulls it out 48-47 on a game-winning three at the buzzer from Harper Wettstein. Our player of the game is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, as it will be, in fact, Harper Wettstein, our player of the game. Again, a monster night. She had 19 in the opener against Riverside. She does a little bit more than that here in game number two with 24 points and 10 rebounds and the game-winning three as time expired here inside the roundhouse. So Harper Wettstein, our player of the game. It is brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So we got a little bit of time between games here. We'll have about a 6 or so, maybe 7 minute break. Get it back to the studios. Chance Link will keep you occupied for the next 6 or 7 minutes. Then we'll come back and get you set for the nightcap, as it'll be the boys' contest between Hiawatha and Troy. We'll step aside and come back in about 6 minutes as you're listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Deer and snow are nice to see, but not when you're behind the wheel. If winter strikes your vehicle, trust a fender mender in Everest. Lawrence and crew are the experienced professionals. Perfect paint and all auto body repairs. That's the fender mender in Everest. Mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Keeping you informed, this is Kansaland's News.
Your latest local news now continues at MSC News Radio.
A Hoyt business has been awarded a nearly $221,000 grant from USDA Rural Development. The agency, in a release, said Elm Creek Beef will use the grant funding to double the production of its value-added products while implementing targeted marketing techniques to grow and diversify their customer base. Working capital funds will be used for marketing, labor, raw agricultural commodity, and retail supplies for the business. The release says 3 jobs will be created as a result of the project. Elm Creek Beef was among 2 businesses in Kansas awarded grant funding.
Tax cuts in Nebraska.
John Nixon has that story.
Nebraska's latest tax cut spree will result in some of the deepest reductions in revenue in the nation, threatening state services, according to a Washington, D.C.-based think tank. The report from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, cited by the Lincoln-based Open Sky Policy Center, said the recent tax cuts enacted by Nebraska lawmakers will reduce state revenues by $3.1 billion over the next 5 years, a 7.6% decline in general fund revenue. Rebecca Firestone, Open Sky's executive director, said the cuts in Nebraska threatened the state's ability to tackle real challenges facing the state and endanger current investments in schools, health care, and public safety. She is urging state lawmakers to focus on the future during the 2024 legislative session and not just current priorities. Nebraska is one of 26 states to enact cuts to a personal or corporate income taxes over the past 3 years, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan institute based in Washington, D.C. It analyzes state budget and taxing policies. The center said the tax cuts were primarily tilted toward the wealthy and corporations and were based primarily on temporary budget surpluses created by the robust federal aid distributed in response to COVID-19 to prevent an economic downturn. Permanent tax cuts based on temporary budget surpluses are risky, said Firestone, and the decline in state revenue is projected to grow over time. In the last three sessions, Nebraska lawmakers have increased state tax credits to offset property taxes and set in motion a gradual reduction in the top personal income tax bracket and corporate tax rate to 3.99%. The income tax cuts have reduced state revenue by only $77 million thus far, Open Sky said, but the impact will grow to a projected $1 billion in 2028 alone.
Roughly 1 in 8 Nebraskans who've experienced hunger is a child. As correspondent Deborah Van Fleet reports, the state has a chance to help their families afford groceries, but must opt in to a federal program to do so.
During the COVID public health emergency, families with children eligible for free or reduced price meals at school also received pandemic EBT to help them afford groceries during school closures and summer vacation. Now the USDA is offering a similar program, summer EBT, on a permanent basis. At the nonprofit Nebraska Appleseed, Eric Saviano says a huge number of Nebraska children could benefit, but the state must opt in to the program.
It's an option for state to take this program up, and there is a small investment that's needed to authorize it. But it would pull down $18 million in benefits to be distributed to about